Permission to rock denied.
Yeah, that's true. For those about to rock, denied. You're fired.
Hello, everyone. Very nice to be here with you. How lovely to be back in Norwich. It's a pretty cool town. I had a field day today at the Poundland. To me, that's like a wilderness. I went hunting mushrooms. That is just... At least he's turned away. We both have real genuine American colds, so if anybody would like to sample our viruses, please give me a big hug and rub up against me after the show. I will gladly show you what it's all about. American cold viruses are all about freedom and the worship of orange apes. The symptoms are you gradually turn orange except for the white around your eyes. I'm halfway there. We live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you've probably heard about our many criminals. We had the Itty Bitty Bandit, who was the father and son team. The father was pushing his son through dog doors to steal things from people's houses, which is, you know, making use of your children. It's practical. We had the Yankees Cap Bandit, who just kept robbing.
It started early, you know, it's Suzuki method.
The Yankees Cap Bandit just kept putting his cap down low, but he got caught, because really a Yankees cap isn't enough. We had the Dog Track Bandits, who got caught because they went to the dog track after they robbed the 7-Eleven.
Really bad idea.
Well, it's tempting. I like to watch Fast Dogs. This song is about the Ski Mask
Fast
Bandit.
Fast Dogs!
That's the name of my solo project, with a Z on the end. Here's about the Ski Mask Bandit at the Stop and Go.
But the sun's sinking down.
For Christmas, and that's when I had my first Christmas, so I learned about Christmas via bloody beers that his dad made for us, which is beer and tomato juice, or
Chilada.
When you really, really want a fancy bloody beer, you make it with the clam flavored tomato juice.
Tabasco sauce.
Merry Christmas. You drink a bunch of those and then you just start fighting.
He likes it. I guess.
Because he's from New Mexico.
I guess.
He doesn't know any better. I think if you have to add clam flavoring to something, that's a red flag right there.
That's called a Long Island. Not Long Island iced tea.
I grew up around clams. I don't need any in my drinks. But anyway, this is a song about drinking too much bloody beer on Christmas Eve.
Still down in the road, but you were still
Merry Christmas.
So this Christmas, no presents. My family, no presents. We decided, no presents. It was fucking great. Do it. Try it. It will blow your mind.
It was still pretty depressing.
It was really depressing. At least you didn't have to worry about that shit. It's terrible. I hate the presents.
Well, 2 years ago, his mom gave me one of those netted bags that onions come in. And it was a dirty ashtray inside of it filled with quarters, so I thought she was trying to send us some subtle message.
Well, there's some quarters in there, you know?
A few quarters, yes, but her heart just wasn't in it anymore. And that's okay.
She was right. She was right.
She wanted the ashtray right back, too. It was just to suspense the quarters. This has nothing to do with dirty ashtrays. It's a love song. Adorable. How many of them are of gold wristwatches? Who's got a watch that's worth over £1,000? Let's see it. My husband's been wearing the same watch since I met him in the 1920s. It's a Casio.
I've got a drawer that has like 150 of them.
I don't know where that drawer is, but when I find it,
oh, you ain't gonna get my watch drawer, let me tell you.
He's got alarms that go off at random times. Keeps life interesting.
Just tell me when I gotta.
This is a
do
song.
My ablutions.
For all you Casio watch wearers out there, it's old school.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Oh, it is Casio.
Yeah, if you're gonna go for plastic, I'd stick with a Casio.
Here's what you got to snooze feature. That's what I need is a snooze
feature. It's just you just press any button and then it goes off again randomly after a few minutes.
This morning, the alarm went off. Beep. It was sounds like this.
Yes, let's hear it. That's wonderful.
Well, you heard it, right? This is very nice. It went off this morning, really, the second later.
That was very nice.
That's Alex McMahon down at the end there. He's from New Mexico. Very good. Mr. Jason Toth back there from Chicago. Alex was telling me earlier today about a lovely place he went to as a kid near Ruidoso in New Mexico where you get a fishing rod with a string and a balloon on the end of it. Is that right? How much did you pay for the fishing rod? $1 for a fishing rod with a string and a balloon on it, and then you get to dip it down into a pit of rattlesnakes and watch one of them bite your balloon. And those are some angry rattlesnakes.
Now, a snake has nothing to gain by this action.
They're sick of the taste of balloons, but God put them there for a reason.
That's true.
To amuse us. All right.
There's a circle of hell in the inferno where there are people, there are humans and snakes.
Oh, you love
humans.
This is heaven for you.
The humans were formerly snakes until they were bitten by a snake. When they're bitten by a snake, they turn into a snake. Is that the way it works?
This man is beyond you.
It's very complicated.
It's not complicated.
No, no.
In Dante's Inferno, one of my favorite rings of hell, where I hope to go when I die, is the snake area. It's the snake ring, where half of the people in the pit are snakes and half of the people are humans. But the snakes are all former humans, and the only way they can become human again is by biting one of the humans and turning them into a snake. So it's just a biting festival.
It's about like America right now.
It's probably more satisfying than biting a balloon. Anyway, this song is for the poor rattlesnakes in that pit.
And an old iron shovel some lights to burn and a chip to learn in the snow. Every creature casts a shadow under the sun. God is there, but when the sun sets past the waves, so the shadows are drowned.
Inspired by a really depressing commute we had every day in Chicago when we lived there. When you go an hour and a half one way on a highway to get to a shitty job and then an hour and a half back to get home from to a shitty house.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your mind wanders to dark
things. Shitty job, shitty house, shitty life.
But hell, we got a song out of it. For a man with a beard. This is a song about our backyard. There's a lot of shit back there. A lot of regrets. A lot of promises not kept. This is about way, way, way in the back, in the devil's corner, underneath some rotten plywood. Next to where all the dead cats are buried, there's a hole. It's a very deep hole. This week, Robert Fisher, the lead singer and main energy source for the band Willer Grand Conspiracy, just passed away. We're all very sad about it. He was a good friend to us too, and he was a man of many. Even though he was a guy with a really deep, dark voice and he sang about dark things, he was always really enthusiastic about everything. We would go play a festival that would be like in a graveyard where there were just stray dogs snarling at us, and he'd go, "Wasn't that wonderful?" Play in a bar full of angry drag queens, and he'd just have a fantastic time. We can all learn a little something from him, but this is a song for Robert.
Like 4 million tons of hydrogen exploding on the sun, like the whisper of the termites building castles in the dust. You're no longer leaving for chance. You've left your wallet on the bus. Oh, a great journey has begun.
Two pedal steels on stage, one after the next. In America, that's legal. You can go to jail for 10 years for that kind of thing.
Nice to meet you. I don't know if it's possible. We're viewing something that seldom happens.
And this little keyboard is highly illegal in America, so tell no one what you've seen tonight. And if anybody has attic space for us, we'd like to stay here. I don't want to go back home to the land of orange things. Everyone's slowly turning orange, and comb-overs are like become the new hot thing. The Kardashians are all doing comb-overs now. They're making it work. This is a song about the years before the great Trump took over, when we were ruling the world for 8 weeks, when a TV show used our song for a theme song for the first season of True Detective.
I liked it better before,
thank you.
Changed in the last week. Yeah, that's right. That would be a good song. I'll work on that. You should buy that website address tonight because he's snapping them all up.
Did he bought thousands of domain names?
Because he's not busy doing other shit.
He's on Twitter for like 6 hours.
Good for Twitter, anyway. I sincerely apologize for my entire continent.
Not your fault.
I feel like I could have done something. If I'd let those rattlesnakes out of the pit instead of just dropping the balloons in, things would have been different. Well, we were wasting our time fishing for rattlesnakes. All this shit went down. All right.
Okay. Here's our news.
Doing
this, okay.
Good for you.
It was your whims.
You keep an air of innocence about your older years.
One, okay. This is call and response. If you want to sing, that's fine. You know, it's up to you. I don't like to encourage that kind of thing. I don't really like to interact with people that much.
Everyone turn your backs.
But it's simple just to do that. Okay. What an awful day. When the judgment comes, and the sinners hear their eternal doom. Though for help I try, it is all in vain. For alas, I'm doomed forever. If I could recall.
Into a high chair, eating from a bowl of carrots, and I couldn't stop watching it. I know it's wrong. I know that horse doesn't want to be in a high chair, but god damn it, I watched that video 100 times. I'm part of the problem. But this song is dedicated to that little horse, stuck forever in the high chair. He looked like he was enjoying his carrots, but it's hard to scoop up carrots with a hoof. Everything's about snakes for you.
I like snakes.
It's quite yes.
Snake? I don't know.
Thanks for your input, though.
It's an interesting idea.
Let's see.
It's better than him wanting flowers all the time, right?
It only costs a dollar. Yeah.
This is about the New Mexico State Fair.
Another animal only costs a dollar. I'm going to sing about snakes instead of horses.
No, please don't.
One, two, three, one, two.
Mixed drinks in America. Here's a song about a trip we took through the Redwood Forest where we stopped for pancakes in the morning and they said, sorry, no pancakes today, the cook's in prison. And I just started crying and I couldn't stop crying and I realized I need some medication.
I had pancakes at Little Chef today.
Yeah, we went to Little Chef today, so
in American Breakfast.
I'm all hopped up on pills now, so I love
that.
No
resemblance to any American Breakfast I've ever eaten in my life.
Except but he's so cute.
Put in that pancakes.
I want to squeeze the little chef until he explodes.
Yeah, me too. Get one for me.
All right. Here's a song about the octopus. I'm a fan. I believe that there are enough octopuses in the oceans around America that if they just would get their shit together and organize, they could rise up and take over our continent. And that's what I'm holding out hope for. I would gladly bow down to an 8-armed leader. The octopus, the giant Pacific octopus, can move its arms in all these different arrhythmic patterns that actually do hypnotize schools of fish. And I feel like if the octopus can hypnotize a school of fish, it can take over our government. Let's have hope.
Shit, a squirrel could take over our government.
Oh, that would be great.
It's already happened.
It's already you can see to another species. You know the ants want to run things. Let them. Yes, they fight wars, but they don't make nuclear weapons. So it's a plus. All right, here's for the octopus.
Has three hearts. It lives in a cage below the sea, or in a beer can, or a bathtub, or in a puddle on the street. Many fishermen can tell you what an octopus waves its arms and hypnotizes schools of fish. Still, all the witnesses have sworn it's impossible to resist when the octopus is sworn. That's why I
try and stay away from
seashore holidays. I know that no one has seen one if I take an evening stroll. Down to the end of the wood here, where the water's deep and cold.
Here comes George Corby.
Beautiful record out there for sale, and we have some things out there for sale, and we'll be out after the show if you want to get a good look at us. Also have many portraits for sale of people that are not people, creatures that I hope will take over our government.
I'll be autographing that big blue roll right there. $5 a piece, no problem. Many as you want. Not the whole roll, just one section. I'm going to make that clear.
I'd rather watch a rattlesnake bite a balloon. This song is a song about Coronado, conquistador, who came to New Mexico looking for the fabled city of gold. But basically the natives were saying, oh, just keep going, you can't miss it, because if he stayed, they knew he was going to kill them.
Yeah, it's up there in Colorado, she believes.
But to be fair, every night around 6 o'clock when the sun sets in the mountains, it does look like the mountains are turning gold. And around 6 o'clock every night in Albuquerque, we have like 1,000 car crashes because no one can see a thing. And we call that the Coronado moment.
What you say? When confused to those in sin,
let it sing
across the moon.
Trying to see how much Jesse Cobb we can get in us before we go completely insane. There are theories if you drink enough cough syrup, you can access the reptile brain deep within the cerebellum. I'm working towards it.
I want to get to that Putin brain.
We'll know when you take your shirt off.
That is the reptile brain.
This is a song about Robert Wadlow, who was the tallest man who ever lived. He was 5 years old, he was 6 feet tall, and he just kept getting taller.
And kept on rocking,
he didn't rock. I think you're
The giant of Illinois died from a blister on his toe after walking all night through the first winter snow. Throwing bits of stale bread to the he never even felt his shoe filled with blood. Delirious with pain, his bedroom walls began to glow, and he felt himself soaring up and falling slow, and his cry was a woman's own. A boy with a club foot that sat next to him in school. Once upon a summer's day, they went wandering through the woods. His body in a sleeping swan on the banks of a muddy stream, and they stormed it with rust till it collapsed in the reeds. They laid on the green lawn full of chocolate lemonade, but under the blue dome the giant was afraid, 'cause the sky was a woman's arm. The sky was a woman's arm.
Sellout Tuesday night for us is pretty amazing. We appreciate it. In America, I mean, we played about six people and they're all angry. Someone once, we played in Cleveland and he came up to us after the show and he said, there are only like four people there in this heavy metal bar called Fantasy with a PH. And,
it was a boat. The stage was on a big boat.
Which sounded cool. Well, we drove 6 hours to get there, and then no one came except this one guy who kept staring at us the whole time. And then after the show, he came up to us and he said, I know you're making fun of something, but I don't know what it is. God bless. I don't know. There's something in the water, that's all I can say. Lead. Too much fluoride? I don't know what it is. All right, here's a song about frogs. I am a fan of the North American frog.
Everybody knows it.
Yes, we've already gone through that one. Thank you, though, for reviewing.
What's that?
Trump's still a cunt. Just checking.
One, two, three.
Thank you very much.